Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Yes, Another Teen Movie. I'm Gemma O'Leary.
And I'm Heather Renton. I was going to say, and yes, I am Heather Renton.
No one's disputing that, Heather. No one said that you weren't. So just in case you're in any doubt, guys, Heather's Heather, I'm me, and I had really exciting news this week. Heather, did you see it on my Instagram story?
No.
I'm getting vaccinated next week.
Oh, good for you.
Yes.
England's on a roll. England's doing really well. Holland,
it's crazy.
Up until like January, I don't know, but like not for ages.
January, really? Like
no,
next January?
No, I don't know. God knows. Oh. I don't know when. Nobody knows when. Nobody knows anything.
It's pretty surprising, actually. I mean, I am like the only person of my age that I know that's got the text so far, which is pretty crazy. Very excited to go and get my vaccination.
Do you know the song I'm doing, or are you just dancing along to it?
Destination Unknown. Yeah, I remember that song.
Destination Unknown.
Yeah, is that the one that's like, find yourself a girl and settle down? Or is that another song?
No, I don't know what that is.
Okay. I need to find out what that song is after the podcast. If it's good, you can put it here.
I'll put the clip in if we find out post-recording.
So that's very, very exciting. Can't wait to trust science, get my vaccine, and go on my hollybobs, basically, maybe to visit Heather.
That'd be good.
Yeah, so really, really exciting for like a whole world of possibilities is opening. But I am actually going on holiday, like a little staycation this week on Thursday. I'm going to a vineyard in the southeast of England, which is going to be really, really nice. So I'll be
Eastern English wines you hear so much about.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Well, you know, English sparkling wine has become all the rage over the last few years.
Oh, has it?
Now with Brexit, Heather, I mean, we're all going to have to get pretty used to wine from the southeast of England.
I've been trying to get PG tips, but there's nowhere to be found.
These are the issues that we face in today's world. So I'll be drinking sparkling wine in the rain if anyone needs me. Just call me, beat me if you want to reach me, as usual. Heather, how have you been?
Good. Since we last spoke, I talked about Balti's Instagram, and he has like 60 followers. And
More than the last time we recorded.
That's a steady grow, but I've been getting loads of messages from like unclear pet accessory brands who are like, oh, your boy is perfect, we'd love him to be our model and ambassador for our bandana brand. It's like, you get a free bandana and blah 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 blah. But they're very eager, so I got like five at the time. They were like suddenly all on top of Balti trying to get the hottest new model, you know.
That's how
it works.
Okay, so it's already happening. Like you said,
it's already happening.
Oh my god! So you just need to be like discerning about the kind of business moves that you make.
Yeah, exactly. Not just the first one. Yeah,
and then eventually, Balthazar is the new Grumpy Cat. That's what we're reaching for.
That's what we're reaching for, and it will be reached. As Club 7 sang, reach for the stars, climb every mountain high. That's what Balti's doing on his Instagram.
You heard it here first, guys. Balti is going to be the new world's most famous cat. Wow.
Yeah, keep your eyes peeled.
Yeah. Okay, well, good to hear it, Heather.
Put your paws up, monsters.
What are Balti's fans going to be called? Czars? Balti and the Czars? I like that.
Like the Tsar, the Emperor of Russia.
Yeah, exactly, except with a Z, so it's cooler.
Ballers, maybe Ballers.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's good. Yeah, I like that.
I'm going to be like, I'm a baller.
Yeah,
that sounds
stupid.
It sounds like slightly cultural appropriating, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. It also reminds me of that song that's like, I'm a boss, I'm a bitch.
Another song I don't know. We're actually from two different cultures, Gemma.
Yeah, we clearly are, sorry. Heather's very into traditional Dutch music. like the what's the Dutch pop idol guy's name?
Oh, Jamai.
Jemai. Okay, we're definitely gonna put the Step Right Up Jemai song in here. People, like, lovers of like Eurotrash music, if you have not heard this song, you are missing out. Heather showed me this song and its video many moons ago in Berlin, and it's always really stuck with me as a true like anthem of, you know, God, almost like a mantra. Step right up.
Step right up, walk right in. Rock this crazy world I'm living in. If love ain't foolish, nothing is. I'm dying for your kiss. Step right up, walk right in. Walk all over me and set me free. Come on.
Step right in. Anyway, let's step right up, jump right in, Heather, to this segue. Movie. Yeah, I know.
So we watched The Duff, which was actually, we posted on our Instagram what the listeners wanted, and there was quite a few listeners wanted this one, and it's been requested by people in the past to me.
I feel like I have missed these, so I'm willing to take your word for it, but yeah, you guys fucking love The Duff apparently. Can't see why.
not me. I'd never heard of it.
No, I'm talking to the listeners.
Oh, the listeners. Yeah, the listeners. We also got some other good suggestions, such as Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen.
Oh, hell yeah.
But we've already seen that, and it was quite I don't know. I just wanted to watch a movie I hadn't seen before. So
I think it was an anticlimax for us. We watched Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen.
We watched it together years ago.
Yeah. I do want to watch it again, though. It'll be good for the podcast. As Heather reminded me, Megan Fox rocks like a full Burberry outfit. And that needs to go on our Instagram. So true. I guess we have to do it.
We'll do it one day. Yeah. A listener who suggested that. I think it was Food Duchy. I think her handle is. So we'll do it. Don't worry, listener. So yeah, The Duff. God, Gemma. We haven't really talked about it, so can I get your opinion straight away on this movie?
Oh shit, we're giving our opinions at the top. I wasn't really in the right frame of mind to watch this movie. I came home late from like a dinner and drinks out, and you know, you just kind of want to chill on the sofa with a glass of wine and then go to bed. But I'm so committed to mine and Heather's art form that I forced myself to stay up for you, the listeners, and watch this like fucking car crash of a movie. I don't know when it was made. I think it was made in 2016.
2015.
Okay. And it was based on a novel that was written by a 17-year-old, which I found interesting.
Oh, wow.
Now, for a film that was based in a book that was written by a real teenager, this film seems like it was written by people who have never been to high school. So I don't know how authentic it stayed to the source material. Oh, Heather, do you know?
Well, I was reading the YouTube comments, which I never do, and people were very angry about the fact that it's straight from the book. Blah. It's very different.
Okay.
They were furious. They were.
I could have guessed that, yeah. Just, it's very written in, like, the way adults think teens talk kind of way. It's founded on a pretty funny premise, which is the designated ugly fat friend being a thing. Apparently every group has one, and if you don't know who it is, it's probably you.
It's so rude. It's such a rude message. Beginning.
Yeah, I know. It's horrible. The thing is that I guess like by the end of the book, by the end of the film, like that message is kind of like repealed. But the fact that it's still called The Duff, and they still reinforce the thing for the whole of the film and say all these different people are duffs, Kim Jong-un's a duff, like all, like there's, so that, you know, there's like all these references to people as duffs. The damage is already done by the time, you know, she has her like awakening or whatever. It's like the book size 12 isn't fat. It's like the fact that that book exists makes you think that it is, you know, like otherwise why would they have made that
prophecy
book? Exactly. That size 12 isn't fat made a generation of size 12 women like super self-conscious, because like why would that need to happen if there wasn't an indication that that's true? So I don't think this is a particularly like good film for teenagers to be watching. No. Maybe we should leave that type of analysis till the end. But if you want to hear just my straight-up opinion, Heather, I did not enjoy this film. How did you feel about it?
I kind of liked it. I liked it, but I had some tweaks, which I cannot remember, because I also cannot remember the film for the life of me, although I watched it 2 days ago.
And she watched it like 2 days ago.
Same. I watched it 2 days ago, and then I finished it, and I was like, ha, fun. Completely left my mind straight away. Made no impression on me whatsoever.
Uh-huh.
So I liked it, but it had some head potential, I think. But it also got some things very wrong. But we'll get into that, I guess.
Yes. But
overall, I surprisingly liked it. I thought it was funny. And I think the main character... Bianca Piper, played by Mae Whitman. I've never heard of her, but she's a busy actress. I thought she was just very fun and charismatic, so she carried the whole movie for me, I think.
Okay, I found her super annoying. Sorry, not to be like that person who's like, the female lead was really annoying, but I did find her pretty tedious, to be honest. Like, I would have hated to have been friends with someone like her. I think her friends should have stayed, not friends with her. But there were definitely high points of the film. Like, I didn't loathe it. It wasn't as bad as like a lot of films we've watched. Alison Janney being in it was like a weird highlight. Her mom.
Oh, her mom's funny.
Yeah. She's in so many good films. So yeah, her being in it was like a good highlight.
Mr. Bella Arthur. Thorne.
Yeah, Chang from Community is in it. That's kind of okay, but he's not really that funny.
No, I thought he was really funny. I don't know. At one point, she's like, eat a dick by accident to him. And he goes, ooh, I'd love to, but I just had a bagel, so no thanks. And it made me laugh. Like.
Yeah, I guess Kim Chung can't not be funny, really. So yeah, but it's. I feel like we're doing the analysis before we do the plot, which we're meant to do the other way around.
Let's hit the plot, and we'll do an analysis. You guys must be
on the edge of your seat right now to know what made me dislike this film and what made Heather like it so much. So yeah,
what made Heather get a tattoo of of the Duff? I love the Duff.
Heather identifies as the designated ugly fat friend.
Oh no, but I did discuss it with my new pals, my influencer friends.
Do you feel like you're the Duff of them?
Oh no, definitely not. Oh, that's rude to be like,
oh, good.
God, no. But we're discussing that in high school or just in general life. I think we're attractive in a Marmite kind of way. Mm. So like either people really love you or they're just like not bothered about, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I don't think I'm like drop dead beautiful, but I think some men and women are just like, whoa, this girl, you know, most beautiful girl I've ever seen. And I think other people are just like, meh.
I think that's a better way to be than like university light. Maybe it means you're probably more interesting.
It made me funny.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe have a podcast in my late 20s.
Yeah, I think if you're so hot that you're like universally loved, you don't really need to build character, do you? You don't need to be funny. You don't need to have a podcast about teen movies.
None of that.
Which everyone should have. So, yeah, I mean, I guess I never saw myself as a designated ugly fat friend either before I saw this film. And now I definitely do. No, I'm just
in
kidding.
Our group, no.
I'm in the group of just me and Heather.
You're the Duff of this podcast.
Oh my god, yeah, that's the question. Who is the top of this podcast?
Oh, well, no, I guess
I don't know, people think about that. I guess it is. It could be Balthazar. He's kind of ugly and fat.
He is very ugly, but he's not fat. He's very surprisingly skinny.
Underneath
he
all
looks
that
fat.
Fur. Yeah, underneath he's all, deceptive.
Yeah.
Deceptive.
Yeah. Anyway,
underneath
plot,
his clothes. Plot. Okay, so it starts with this girl called Bianca. Doing a voiceover, telling you how it all started when she's walking down the halls with her best friends Jess and Casey. I'm looking at the Wikipedia right now.
Are you reading at the Wikipedia?
No, I'm paraphrasing. I just opened the Wikipedia to check their names, guys.
Okay, fine.
So. She's walking. It starts with this kind of like montage of them like walking down the hall, and then there are these guys, like classic like bro-y high school guys, being like, oh my god, I would love to fuck her, or they say something really weird, and oh god, sorry, we'll cut this bit. I'm trying to remember what it is the guy says, because it's actually really funny, but I didn't write it down. Okay.
Do her? No.
I can't remember. Anyway, it starts with like guys like ogling them and being like, oh yeah, I wish I could like hit that and stuff like that. Classic like American high school dudes. And all these like weird captions come up around people saying like,
it was very much like, oh, Facebook had like, Facebook was already a thing, but it's very much, this film is 5 years old and society has changed so much, and we're so used to social media. This in 2015 we weren't yet.
The constant referencing of social media apps in this film became so tedious. It was like they were on a mission to get every app that they could think of into the film in some way. Like, there's literally a scene where people just list apps for like 2 full minutes.
Bizarre. But I guess that was sort of newish. Maybe Instagram is only like 3 years old at that point. This movie was written probably before it came out. So, you know, like, it's very clear that social media was a new thing. And they were trying to put it in a teen movie to make it very current, which now feels very dated. You should always watch out with technology and stuff like that. Just make it non-existent.
Yeah.
It looks dumb. Don't be texting in Excel because you look stupid 10 years later. That's my tip. That's my first tip for the night.
I was reading a funny Twitter thread on the other day about all the things that people do in films that never happen in real life and are so weird. And the one that always really annoys me is how when people text each other in movies, even when they're texting their best friend, there's no previous messages. It's the first message they ever sent that person for some reason. It's like, this is Heather. We've been best friends for 10 years, but for some reason, this is my first fucking text.
That always used to annoy me on Made on Chelsea, because that was meant to be realistic, and it would always get a text and be like, hi Jules, party at Eve's tonight. It's like, is it the first time you're texting each other? This is so stupid.
I know. Like, how is the camera at your phone? So obviously just a phone that didn't even, just like a stock phone. Anyway, seriously, watch out with technology, because it does look dated.
You're
going to
look dated real
movies.
Quick. Matrix looks stupid now. Yeah.
So, they're all, it becomes clear that like her two best friends are really hot, and she's like the first one's shown as kind of like the kind one. She's like into yoga and like latte art and
probably
like tai
vegan.
Chi and stuff. Yeah,
you're
probably
vegan.
She's what people think Heather is. She's Heather's final form. And then the other one is more like sporty, plays soccer like every girl in American movies. And it's a hacker. And she's like the tough one. And it's the two, they're both really tall, skinny, and beautiful. All the guys are offering them.
But don't you think that the main girl, Bianca, is already so hot? Like, they keep doing this. People, cast an actual, like, peculiar-looking person if you want someone to be on. Like, she's so attractive. It's so dumb.
She's so, she's so, like, normal-looking. Like, she's,
she
like, normal hot. Like, she's not, like, the fat bit is the possibly the worst bit. And I think they actually make her wear like baggy clothes in the movie to make her look like she's bigger than she is. Like at the start, she's wearing like really loose fitting t-shirts and hoodies, and it's kind of like meant to, I guess, to look like she's slightly bigger. But then when she starts wearing dresses at the end, it's like, oh, she's a size 8. But they were like, oh, she's the fat friend. Okay. So, she's talking about how great they are and how like everyone's in love with them and stuff, and like even the teachers are like, their Spanish teacher and the head teacher are like, hey Jess, hey Casey,
and even
like no one
stuff as well.
Yeah, and no one really notices her. And then,
but it also introduces you to the school, and they reference the Breakfast Club. They're like,
oh yeah,
of
shit,
course,
sorry,
yeah.
I forgot.
There's
jocks,
there's princesses, there's basket cases, but now there's a new category or something.
Yeah.
And they do a stupid sort of social media introduction. I don't know, it's with comments.
I completely forgot about the Breakfast Club reference. Yeah, sorry, yeah. I was gonna... I was gonna, what does she say? Like, that now the princesses are on antidepressants and nerds around the world.
Yeah, true, yeah. Something like that. So it's like, ooh, it's changed from the
80s. Yeah.
We're 2015,
social media
people.
Is a thing
Facebook,
now.
Facebook, Pinterest, you name it, we got it.
We hard it. God, that was a dated reference. Like, who uses that now? So anyway, it also introduces you to, they finally, when they're walking down the halls, they meet into, they run into Mean Girl Madison, played by Bella Thorne, stalwart who of our favorite podcast, Who Weekly.
But like, I've never realized what Bella Thorne looked like. It's
she's
like Halsey.
So hot, isn't she?
She looks
insanely
like a hot fish.
Hot.
Like, she's very hot but in a very strange way. Like, she's alien kind of looking hot.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, this is Bella Thorne's face. And I have the same with Brie Larson and Halsey. I have no idea what these women look like.
I have no idea what Brie Larson looks like, and I don't intend on finding out. Halsey, I have a vague image, but nothing concrete.
No, but I would never recognize them, you know what I mean? Neither of these three women.
No, no way. Well, that's why they're who's.
Or Lucy
Hale.
I mean,
that's the whole... You're proving their point. That's why they're who's. But anyway, that's a different podcast. So Bella Thorne, Madison, is like, hey, Jessica, hey, Casey, having a party tonight. My parents are away. Crazy teen rager, check. So they hand her, they hand them, like, invites and stuff. And she's like, oh, Bianca, sorry, you kind of need to have an invite to get in. So one of her friends just rips hers in half and gives her the other half. And you kind of see, like, yeah, these girls are, like, liked by the popular girls because they're, like, hot and whatever, but she's completely ignored, which, I don't know, it's kind of, to me, like, weird, because when I was in school in Ireland, it was very much like you were cool, but you being hot didn't necessarily make you cool. Like, what made you cool was, like, basically, like, having no original thought and, like, fitting in with exactly, like, what the cool girls, like, did and wanted to do, and, like, just not deviating from, like, the norm in any way. And because they're friends with her, someone who's considered a loser, that would make them not cool in my school anyway. And also, they don't seem to be really friends with the popular girls, even though it says that they're popular. I don't know. They're just kind of well-liked people, I guess.
They're just well-liked people, but I thought they're best friends with Bianca, but at no point do you see why. Like, they're just so bland. They're like stock photos of pretty girls.
Exactly.
One's like, likes yoga, the other one likes soccer, but you don't see them having fun, or it's they're so bland. I wouldn't be friends with these girls. They're boring as fuck.
I thought it was weird how they tried to so force personalities upon them at the start, like, literally saying, like, she's the one that likes yoga and coffee, she's the one that likes soccer and hacking, but then the rest of the movie, you're right, they're just like extras. They don't do it, like, they don't do it. It's so boring. They have no lines, they have no interesting, like, stuff to add to the movie. So it's like, they don't seem like they have personalities, which is weird because they were so keen to be like, this, she's like this, and she's like this.
Yeah.
But yeah, they don't sustain it at all in the movie. They're just like...
And also, they're pretty, but no one's ugly in this movie, you know what I mean? But they're insanely... They're not Bella Thorne hot or like young Winona Ryder hot. You know what I mean? It's like...
No one's young Winona Ryder.
They're good-looking girls, but they're not like the whole school... Oh my fucking God, you're friends with Casey and whatever. Like, gee, whoa.
Yeah. There's a real overreaction to their hotness by, like, every guy in the film. It's pretty
crazy.
And also
because Bianca is so, like, good-looking herself in such a normal way, and these girls are good-looking in normal ways, too. It's just so strange.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, Bianca, you wear dungarees and, like, flannels. You must be ugly.
Yeah, exactly. It's very much based
cool
on the fact that, like, she doesn't know what to wear to a party or whatever. Yeah. Anyway. They go to the party. They go to the Crazy Teen Rager.
Well, you forgot to mention that Bianca has a next-door neighbor, this guy she's known from growing up. People in American movies never seem to move, because I've moved twice as a kid. I've gone to three different sorts of primary schools.
Yeah.
Like, I have no childhood friends. Like,
same.
I've never grown up next to the same... So, you've moved as well. So, and country as well. So, I was going to say vibe. I don't vibe with the plot of people. I can't relate to people having grown up and being in the same school with the same person for like 20 years or whatever.
How often do you hear in movies, he's been my best friend since kindergarten?
Yeah. Our moms literally did whatever together, yeah.
Every movie. Yeah, you're right. Americans do never move. They always like go into kindergarten, go into middle school, then go into high school with their BFF.
Go to Rome together and go.
Yeah.
Come back. Still be friends. So she's grown up next to this guy called Wes, who looks about 40 in this movie.
He's
he must be
33 years old.
Did you look it up?
Ali yeah, did. He was so like horrified by how old the guy looked that he looked up how old he was.
Yeah, I'm the only one who noticed it.
33 or 34, I think. Yeah, pretty crazy for a teen movie.
Yeah, it only showed when he shows up to her door at one point in the evening, and I just thought to myself, God, he looks about 40 here. Like, he looks so old all of a sudden. This weird look on his face.
He literally is 40 by now.
He is. God, that's Grease level oldness.
Yeah. It's weird for like a modern teen movie. Like, I know a lot of the time the characters are older, but that old is kind of like pushing it.
But I looked her up as well, and she's like 3 years older than me. She's 33 by now as well. So when this came out, what, 5 years ago? Well, I can't do the math. She was 28 when they filmed this.
Why can't they just give teens a chance, you know, to be in their own movies about them? I don't know. Like, yeah, but Discover the hot new thing, you know?
Yeah, go on TikTok, people. That's new social media for the makers of this movie. Like, so she's been friends with Wes, who is like a popular jock, and they have good banter, I think. They have good back and forth. But like, I must say, Gemma, this film took me on a journey I did not expect it to go, kind of.
Yeah, there were two directions, and I betted on the wrong one, I have to say.
What did you bet on? Because she's in love with this guy called, well, Gemma Hip, help me out. What's the guy called?
Toby Tucker. With? And he's so the type of guy that I would have been had a crush on when I was in secondary school. Oh my God, yes. He has like long hair, plays guitar, wears like faded dark jeans and Vans. And when she goes over to his house, he's like, oh, I made you sushi. Want to hear a song that I wrote? And I was like, oh my God. If that was me, I'd be like, panties off, you know. So
panties. Jesus.
So yeah,
this is the kind of guy I would have forced myself. I thought I was into just how I thought I was into surfer guys, although no, living nowhere near the beach, because teen movies told me that was the aspiring thing to like. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe. Oh God, now you're making me question my whole identity, Heather. What if I only like them because teen movies told me to as well? What if, like,
because I remember the first time someone played me a song, not that was written for me or anything, but someone like looked me dead in the eye and sang me a song. I was like, God, this is awkward. So that's when I realized maybe I'm not as much as into. If someone whacked out a guitar now and sang me a song, I think I'd just get up and walk away, you know?
No, you wouldn't. Not if it was Tone. That'd be so cute.
God, he would never do that. Imagine Tone, like,
what if what if it was actually a guy in a really good band, though? Not like a guy, like, sitting at home, like, playing his shitty acoustic guitar and writing, like, really, really bad lyrics. What if it was, you know, like, a guy who had a band that he went, you know, on tour with or whatever, and he was like, Heather, I wrote this song for you. Then you'd think it was hot, I bet.
Because then I wouldn't be alone. Then I would be in the audience or maybe watching it on TV.
Well, he might play it for you before he took it to Wembley.
Who am I dating? Harry Styles?
Maybe.
Elton John?
I mean, reach for the stars, you know?
When Balti gets famous, Harry Styles will like Balti.
He's
going to
come calling.
Oh
my God. Yeah. I can so see Harry Styles like having a photo op with Balti. Like the kind of cat Balti is suits Harry Styles' new kind of like style, you know?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. We've just got to get him on board and then this whole thing's going to explode. Heather, don't forget me when you're actually famous. not just Yes, Another Teen Movie famous.
Dating Harry Styles famous.
Yeah,
dumping my three-year boyfriend for Harry Styles. Anyway, I don't even fancy Harry Styles. Anyway, Wes and her have been friends since kindergarten, but he's popular and he's a jock and they have good banter. And at the party, he's like, so where are your girls at? And then she says, it's not my job to keep an eye on them or tell people where they are. And he's like, sure it is, you're the Duff. Title of the movie. She's like, I'm a what now? And he's like, the designated ugly fat friend. That's you. Like, so fucking rude.
Cue the simultaneous gasp from everyone watching that anyone just called this girl fucking ugly and fat. And the way that, like, then she is rightly, like, so angry with him. And he's like, come on, like, I'm not saying, like, it's a bad thing. It's just, like, a true fact. And it's like, how could you expect to say that to anyone and not expect to have a drink thrown at you? Like, he literally acts like it's unreasonable that she's upset at being called the ugly fat friend. He shows her the definition on Urban Dictionary and it's like, come on, it's a real thing. And it's like, then what happens is she has to accept
male entitlement, that is.
I know.
That's just telling someone they're ugly and being like, hey man, why are you getting mad? Like,
I know, like,
I'm just out here truthing.
Yeah, so then he's like, then she just kind of has to believe that it's real. And
But her mom's like a big old coach for divorces, and then it's like 5 stages of grief or divorce, and then you see the stages reflect on Bianca's like turmoil with his terms, like denial, angry, but then acceptance. So she accepts that she's a duff. Wrong message, people.
I know. Really, really bad message. Like I said, this film does too much damage to undo it at the end with, like, an epiphany. True. Like, no.
Yep.
This isn't a real thing. Do not let this movie let you think that it is.
No. But, so she goes up to him and she's like, oh, I'll help you with your science, maths, or whatever that you're failing if you unduff me, or I don't want to be a duff. And then she breaks up with her friends because she's so angry, because she thinks that they're friends with her because she's the duff, like, to make them look better. Did you have a duff? Did you have an ugly friend that you're like, ooh, I'm hotter than you?
Oh my god, no, Heather.
I'm a good person.
I would never do that. And if I did, I would not admit to it on the podcast. On the podcast,
that's true. Yeah, good.
No, I don't think I ever have. To be honest, in most of my friendships, I would have said I'm the duff because I'm only friends with beautiful, extraordinary women like you, Heather. I bet you feel bad now.
Oh, stop. Oh, I feel bad for you having you as my duff now. You're way too nice. Maybe you could be, like, designated ugly, fat, friendly friend.
Very funny.
Designated unbelievable funny friend. You're my duff, Gemma. Oh,
thank you, Heather. Oh,
good save. Good save. Ooh, touchdown.
Both these are designated unique, fluffy friend.
Whoa, snap. God, get her a stage, people. This is when you're like, oh, wait, they're gonna... Because first you're like, oh, he's a dickhead. But then you're like, oh, wait, we're invested in this relationship. He's going to come back more. This is not seen the last of him. And then they go to the mall. Something happens now, which didn't seem to make that much like sense for the plot, I thought. Go to the mall. She gets a makeover. And then he's like, come on, loosen up. You should smile more, you know, like, cheer up, love. Like, you should be more relaxed. What kind of basic shit.
Classic guy stuff.
She's like dancing, being goofy in all these ugly clothes. And he's like filming her. And she's like, why are you filming me?
It's a classic, like, changing room montage of her coming out in all these silly outfits. Yeah.
This is always what I imagine when I go to a changing room with my friend. I'm like, and I always shout, like, pick a song. I'm doing a montage too. And everyone's like, what? Then I realize that everyone has a podcast. And obviously
it's going to be Bad Reputation, the song that's in every single teen movie, including
What would your song. Like montage-y song, changing song be?
Maybe Bohemian Like You by the Dandy Warhols.
Good.
That's a good one, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I think mine would be Blondie, like, One Way. Oh, another.
You can come out. That's like, another woo! Really classic film song. That's always in movies.
True.
Including Mean Girls. Yeah,
true. So he's filming her. He's like, come on, let me film you. It's like for research or to look back on, whatever. And then Bella Thorne. What's Bella? Madison. Madison's assistant sees them at the mall, and like, Bianca's being so goofy. She's like trying to make out with this like mannequin, being like, "Oh, Toby, I love you. Yeah, give it to me, baby." Like, really like that, getting like grinding on the mannequin and stuff. And
she's acting in a way that you haven't seen her act before in the movie at all. Not even with her friends, because from the beginning, one of the reasons I think that her friendship with her friends Jessica and Casey seems so boring is the whole friendship is kind of just her complaining and then just being bland in response. Like, that's it. That's all you see them do. You don't see her have 1 ounce of fun until she goes out with Wesley. So it's kind of hard to understand the girl's friendship because it just kind of seems like very boring.
Yeah, this is not the kind of friendship I would like to have.
Yeah.
Because like, I would do this. Well, we don't really have malls. I don't go to malls. I've never been. But, you know, I would get like crazy with my friends.
Yeah, you'd make out with a mannequin. I'd get totally crazy with you, Heather. Yeah, Heather and I have had some crazy times with the mannequins in
big old Berlin.
Yeah, exactly. In Humana.
Humana. So they have a good time at the mall. But oh yeah, we forgot to mention that Madison and Wes have an on and off thing.
Oh yeah.
Kind of important, but yeah.
Classic kind of mean important. Girl, captain Decides of the football when it's team. On or off. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I would be terrified of her. She's mean girl. Mean.
She's fucking terrifying. She's like very, very evil. Yeah, Regina George, evil, and so hot. Like, I just could not believe this whole movie how hot and thin she was. I was like, whoa, this is pretty crazy. Anyway. Continue.
You'd be her Duff now.
anyone would be Bella Thorne's Duff. Like, even like, I don't know, fucking like Halle Berry or
Halle Berry. What a dated reference.
I don't know why she was the first person that came in my mind. Actually, I don't know, maybe she is hotter than Bella Thorne. So Madison's assistant sees them, like, sees this happening, like her making out with the mannequin or whatever, having fun, and she decides to film it in like a very, very Gossip Girl moment. It literally is like the thing you see in Gossip Girl where someone just like, this doesn't happen in real life, where someone just takes out their phone and just starts recording, just like, and somehow they get, like, even though they're like meters away in a busy department store, they get like crystal clear audio and perfect video that no one walks in front of. So
social media, man.
Yeah, that's how it works. So she does that, and then she shows it to Madison, and they like release the footage around the school of her like making out with the mannequin and calling it Toby. So like, it's really obvious to Toby that she likes
really
him.
It's really embarrassing. I can't believe she stays in school that day. I would have gone home. Like,
she doesn't seem to be that upset by it, to be fair to her. She's upset, but like you said, that would ruin my life. It's not the fact that she's being so silly necessarily, but like, somebody seeing you, like, if the boy, you've never spoken to, saw you calling a mannequin by his name and then kissing it, that's pretty fucking embarrassing. That's up there. I'd be embarrassed if that happened to me now.
Same.
As a teenager, like, it's game over. I'd be like, Mom, I'm switching schools.
I know, but it's such cyberbullying, releasing the video. I think maybe that hadn't hit society yet, this consciousness about how horrible that is, because they're all like, haha. But then you're like, okay, whoa, this is a weird plot point. Like, something must happen with this. You're like, oh, I don't know why this video has happened, and then they don't really do anything with it. It's like, oh.
Yeah, I know. That's just kind of it.
It's the gravity of the video and how embarrassing it is, and like, doesn't even have any consequences for the rest of the plot. It's very strange. They could have done anything less bad.
Yeah, I know.
Less embarrassing.
It does feel like things were picked up and then kind of like forgotten about, like her friends' supposed personalities and the video and stuff like that. But it does, like you said, this film is very obsessed with social media being a thing, and the teachers are all like, oh my god, cyberbullying, like, blah, blah, blah. So there, it does serve to like further that this whole social media panic. So she's really upset because she thinks that Wesley showed the video to Madison. Yeah. So they fight together.
But then he just apologizes to her, and then they've made up. He's like, it wasn't me. The angles were different. She's like, oh yeah, you're right. Let's do some science or something. It's like,
I was like, what's going to happen in this movie after this?
Same.
Oh yeah. So this is the main thing that happens is that because like Toby now obviously knows that she's in love with him, she actually just goes up to him and says like, okay, I guess you know that I really like you now, which is so fucking ballsy, to be honest. I would. She doesn't need Wesley's help. She's very. No. If you can do that, you can do pretty much anything.
If you go to school the next day, you can like survive.
And talk to the guy. That's pretty crazy. But he reacts very normally, and he's just like, "Oh yeah, I saw the video. Yeah, and cool." And she's like, "Do you want to hang out on Saturday?" And he's like, "Oh yeah, you can come over to my house around 7." So it's like she thinks things worked out perfectly for her. She has a date with Toby. Everything's fine. So she goes over to his house.
Well, we need to talk about his parents fighting and like that way him being deep and them having deep chats and stuff.
Oh yeah. We know that like the main character is allowed to have a dead or fully absent parent, but we know that like the way that the male lead gets to be deep is always through like, well, actually, I think my parents are getting divorced. It's like, oh, whoa. This guy has issues. He's not just a jock, guys. His parents might be getting divorced. Whoa.
It's so funny. They always use that. It's always like relatable. Yeah, it's always fighting parents or divorcing parents. Yeah, very funny. So Wes has, she picks him up to go somewhere or to study. And then, you can hear his parents fighting. He's like, let's just drive somewhere. And obviously, she takes him to a forest, to her special rock.
Special place to come here and think. Of course.
Yeah. But normally it's the guy that goes somewhere to think, but now it's her to come somewhere, to go somewhere and think. And he gives all these tips about how to behave on her date with Toby. Yeah, and then, because they make up, and yeah, he buys her an LBD.
It's
very boring. It's a very boring LBD.
So do they not kiss the... it's so boring. It's literally like something that would cost £5 on Boohoo. It's like a jersey long sleeve bodycon. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
So they don't kiss the first time that they go to the special place then?
They only go there once and that's when they kiss, yeah.
Oh, so they kiss before her date?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So they end up...
It's a cute kiss.
It is.
They have good chemistry.
They do. I believe they do. That was one of the only good things about this film. Like, they do have good chemistry, more than she had with her fucking lame-ass friends.
There's got no personalities, Gemma. There's nothing to bounce off of.
I liked Wesley despite myself. Did you?
Same. Although he had a big mole on his lip. I was a bit distracted by that.
That's like Heather's worst fear. Moles. Sorry if any of all you listeners out there have
sorry
moles.
To mole shame.
Just know that Heather is like really grossed out by you. But yeah, I thought he was a cutie. Like he's funny and like really quite sweet. So yeah, he's a himbo.
He's not that dumb. He's got fighting parents, Gemma. He's deep. His parents are getting divorced. Come on now. He buys her an LBD.
I guess he does reveal throughout the course of the film that he's not like as dumb as he might have seemed at the start. But you know, he's like a semi himbo, I would say. But anyway, they kiss. Then she goes on the date with Toby.
But you forget the kiss. You're totally running over this kiss, Gemma, because they're talking on the special place. Let me tell you about the kiss. And then he kisses her, and it's quite nice. And then he just has a fright, and he's like, "Oh, sorry, that was a part of your training. Like, it's not meant to happen." But I thought it's quite nice that they kiss before like the prom, or you know what I mean. They have. Yeah. It's obviously they like each other. Just want to mention that they're both like, whoa, shit, haha, and then she licks him on his cheek. It was quite funny. It's a funny scene.
It is. No, that was important. So then she goes on the date with Toby. She gets there, Toby says that he's made her sushi, and that he's like spent like the last 3 or 4 hours preparing it or something, and she's like, oh my god, wow, it's amazing. And they like sit down to eat and they talk and stuff, and she's really nervous and she keeps getting flustered. Yeah, it's going very, very well. And then he asks her if she wants to go outside and listen to a song that he wrote recently. Cringe. Which is, you know, if you're 17 and you're going out with a guy with a guitar, like, prepared to hear that on a regular basis. I'm speaking from experience. And so they go outside and he plays her like a shitty song on this guitar, also to be expected, with really bad lyrics. And she's like, oh my god, yeah, it was so good. And then he starts asking her about Jessica and Casey, and he asks her if they have, he says, a friend of mine was asking if they have dates to the prom. And she starts to realize that, and this is such an unrealistic part of this movie, that he only asked her over to get information about them. Yeah, he was duffing her, which this film makes a verb as well as a noun. And he was only going out with her to try and get information about Jessica and Casey. And he says, I thought you implied that they were coming over, which she does not at all. I found this part of the film very unrealistic, that he would go to all that effort for... I know he didn't actually cook the sushi and she finds the bag in the bin, but still, I still find that very unrealistic.
But I think it's meant to show that he's an arsehole, because... She was like, you asked me to come over. And he's like, yeah, I was assuming you'd bring them. Like, being like, what a dick. Like, and then she throws his hoodie in the bin and she finds out that he's, like, bought the sushi. And she's like, oh, fuck this. She drives to the forest, walks along the forest alone in the dark, something I wouldn't really do that quickly. Not even the fucking park. And then she sees Madison and Wes kissing on her special rock.
I know.
Sad time. But she's called Wes beforehand, left him a voicemail being like, Wes, like, listen up, something's bad happened today when horribly, can you please come over? That's when he comes over and looks about fucking 50 when he's in the door opening. It's like, God, he's aged in that one scene. She's like, never mind, you know, fuck it. She tells him she saw him and he's like, well, you were on a date with someone else as well. Which is a good point to make.
It is a good point, but he did take Madison to her special place, which I feel is kind of like a very rude thing to do, like just a few hours after you kiss someone else there, you know?
That is rude. True. But she's like, how could you? And he's like, you went on a date with Toby. Oh yeah, because at the date with Toby, she keeps like
seeing Wes
there and laughing at like imaginary Wes, so it's kind of obvious that she really likes him. And Toby is a good dweeb, because first you're like, oh, she is into him. I guess teenagers could be into a longish haired guitar guy, but then you're like, oh no, he's meant to be like a dweeby.
Yeah. You're meant to be a little bit grossed out by him. It's not just like an adult being like, oh, okay, this guy seems like kind of a loser. Yeah, so he is the loser. Because she's angry with both of them. She's a very bad feminist, because she's angry with both the men in her life. She has no choice but to turn back to her girlfriends.
And explain the situation.
Finally say that she's sorry for stopping being friends with them just because they're hotter than her. And they're like, oh, it's okay. They forgive her immediately, which, okay. But I think I would as well, actually. It's such a dumb fight that, like, who cares?
They could have made, like, every movie they could have made up very easily by just texting or phoning.
Exactly. Just like every teen movie. And, well, Heather, they couldn't, because just think of the scene where they list all of the apps that they've blocked each other on. That is so, it's very, very, very tedious. It's a supposedly funny scene where they go back and forth being like, well, I've blocked you on Twitter. Well, I don't have you on Snapchat anymore. Well, you're deleted from my WeHeartIt. And it's like, that's the bit where they reference... They even talk about, like, Flickr and, like, Vine.
Vimeo. And at one point, she does say, like, don't be creeping on my Pinterest, whores. That made me laugh, because it was so absurd.
That is good.
Don't be creeping on my Pinterest, you bunch of whores. So weird. And you forget the vegan one is a aspiring fashion designer. So they craft the ugliest dress out of her flannel shirt. I hate it. Gemma, I hate it in teen movies when the ugly girl gets a makeover and goes to the prom and she always looks ridiculous.
Yes.
They always look worse with makeup and their hair done and their stupid outfit on than they do in just like normal day. Don't you think?
There's always some friend who like just needs one pair of scissors and she can make like a dress in like 10 minutes out of like just all these different fabrics. Yeah, I know. She looks horrible. Yeah, she looks terrible. She does.
She goes to the prom with her girls, dump their dates to go with the girls' night. Would you do that?
No. I mean, like, if it depends, like, it's their senior... Well, it would depend who my date was, I guess. It's their senior prom. So, like, if it's their boyfriend or someone that actually means something to them, like, you only get that night once. And you kind of, you know, I don't
know.
You
see them at the dance anyway. Who cares if you go with them? Is it supposed
to... But then can't you just all go together?
I know. I don't think I would dump my boyfriend or date. No. Depends who the date was.
Exactly.
If it's Harry Styles, I'm sorry, Gemma.
It depends who the date was, exactly. But, I don't know. It depends on the circumstances. Not as easily as they do, for sure.
Because it's like, also... We're calling the boys.
It's also really mean to the two guys who are just probably like, oh, okay.
Okay, see ya.
Alone now. Sad.
We just ordered the limo, but never mind. We'll see you at the dance.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, no. I'm sorry. Maybe that means that I'm a bad feminist, but...
So they go with the three of them. They walk in and everyone's like, whoa, Bianca, you look so hot in her stupid, like, flannel dress creation.
I didn't even know that it was meant to be made out of flannel shirts until now. God, Gemma, you were out of it watching this movie. Yeah.
Madison got back together with Wes. They're talking, Wes and Bianca are talking. He's like, wow, you look amazing. Liar. And Madison's like, listen up, bitch. If you talk to my boyfriend one more time, I'm going to release more stupid material of you or whatever. And that's when she has her big speech of like, you know what? There's no such thing as a duff. Like, you're just insecure. I don't even know what she says, but it's inspirational. And she stands up for herself. And then Madison is like, bye. Like, has no comeback, although she's uber bitch.
Yeah.
Then they crown king and queen, homecoming queen and queen. Madison gets crowned queen. She's on the stage, and then they're like, and it's Wesley Weber, and he's looking at Bianca. And this I thought was really cute when she sort of, they're like, okay, Wes, come to the stage. Wes, where are you, Wes? And Bianca shouts, are you not going to get your crown? And he goes, no, I'm going to get the girl, and then rushes over her and kisses her. And I was like, that is cute. Did you think that was cute?
Imagine if that happened to you at your prom with the hottest guy in the school. That's like a huge deal as a teenager. Even now. Exactly. Even now. Yeah.
So. Harry Styles, if you do this on stage at Wembley.
Yeah, so it's really cute. It's a very cute, like, getting together moment, like, as prom moments go, it's pretty good. There is something that we forgot to mention, which is a stupid article journalist story. This film has too many subplots. No, because this is how it ends. This is how it's all wrapped up. This movie has way too many subplots. One of them is that she's like a journalist at her school magazine. The editor is like Mr. Arthur, aka Kim Chong, better known as Chang from Community, and she's been tasked to write an article called What Homecoming Means to Me. Sorry, it's the homecoming dance, it's not the prom. I think it's like the football one. And she has to write an article about it, and she ends up writing an article that isn't about homecoming at all, but still gets put on the front page, and it's called Tales of a Former Duff or something like that, or just Tales of a High School Duff. And then you see all these people reading it in class and like on the school lawn, and they're everyone's like, I'm a duff, and everyone wants to be a duff.
I'm Spartacus.
She made being the ugly fat friend cool, so ha, good for her. That's how the movie ends.
But you know, it's also strange because she's making out with Wesley, and then they hit the bit where you have the computers, the library, and they're making out there. You're like, oh, sexy time. And then she's like, wait a minute. And she starts writing her article then and there. You're like, why are you writing an article making out? Get the guy. Have exactly. some sex. Go for yeah. it. So strange.
And then she's like, maybe I can finish this later. And it's like, yeah, why would you start it?
Yeah. Just keep it in your head, man.
Yeah.
That's where it ends, and then you see them like, hey, neighbor and boyfriend, you want to go to eat somewhere? And they're like, yes, please. And it's like, oh, they have a good time. So, but I wish them well. I was happy for them.
I wish them well. Yeah, me too. I have nothing but well wishes for Bianca and Wesley.
See,
yeah.
Like, I liked it, and it had good bits. Like, Ken Jeong is hilarious. I think he's funny and everything. He's just, I don't know, he just cracks me up. The eat a dig, I had a bagel, I'm full, no thanks. Made me laugh so much. The mom's really funny.
Yeah, Alison Janney is great.
Yeah, the fact she's like a divorced coaching whatever, and she keeps coaching, like, she's like, retrieve, achieve, believe. She's like, oh no, I'm doing it again. And maybe, I don't know, silly. And it's a shame that the concept is so fucked up to begin with.
Because
apart from that, like, the two main characters have really good chemistry. Bella Thorne is an excellent, terrifying mean girl who's mean without a reason, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because normally mean girls have really weird disses, but this girl's actually... that publishes a video and bullies you.
Normally,
mean girls are quite innocent. Like, Kate is just like, you're an outfit repeater. Who cares? Eat a dick, Kate. Or like Megan Fox in Confession. She's like, you're from New York? That's lame. And you're like, what? What is this? Why? This is nothing scary to be about. But Bella Thorne's terrifying. She gets the hot guy, popular guy in the end, which is what we want. Because all the YouTube comments were so angry. They're like, let me guess. It goes like this and ends like this. And you're like, well, what did you expect? It's not fucking Citizen Kane.
Yeah, exactly. Why are you getting in the comments of a movie trailer getting angry about a teen movie that's predictable? No, just don't watch it then. Go and watch a different movie. This is what also, teen movies are about.
They're comforting. You know what's gonna how it's gonna end. Just the way there is unpredictable, and that's what makes it fun.
Exactly. The predictability is a whole that's part of it. And
it's sort of the aspirational life. Although I'm way too old to want to go out with a popular jock, but I can still relate to young me wanting to go with the hottest guys. There was no such thing in my school, but. You know.
No, of course. Yeah. It there's a little part of you that's like, oh, that could have been me, even though you know that it couldn't because that part of your life's already over. There's still like a little part of you that's like, oh, it latches on to the part of
teen insecurities.
Yeah, exactly. Or like just the part of your brain that's still like very embedded in those teenage experiences, and it kind of like that's the part of your mind that it wakes up, and it's just nice to escape in that way for a while.
And I thought, you know what? I'm going to say it. I thought this was better than like To All the Boys. I preferred this. This was funny and it was funnier. To All the Boys isn't funny. That's just wholesome and well done with the colors.
I'm not sure. I think I'd probably put them both on the same level, to be honest.
Whoa.
Maybe
blasphemous. Get out of here.
Maybe.
You're fired.
I don't know, you might have convinced me that it is a little bit better, to be honest.
You watched it in such a bad state of mind. If this would have been you and me together, like hungover on a Sunday, we would have thoroughly enjoyed this.
Might even have cried.
I didn't cry this, so fuck you.
Ali gave this film a 1.5 star review on Letterboxd with the review.
Ali's fired on this podcast as well.
With the review, please go and watch my girlfriend's podcast, Yes and Other Teen Movie, so that me watching these films with her will have a worthwhile outcome. So at least we got some free advertising.
Wow, thank you to our marketing manager, Ali.
Even if it was in a very hateful and resentful way. So yeah, maybe I was also being influenced by how much she hated it. But like I said, I just didn't think it had a good message. But I do agree with you that I do think there were charming moments. You know
charming
what?
Moments,
you know what?
Definitely.
I agree with you about it being better than To All the Boys because the characters were more flawed in like a realistic way and they had more charm. They actually had like a little bit of sexual chemistry. Like Lara Jean and Peter are just like childlike robots. I think you're right. It is better. Yeah. Okay, you've convinced me. See, I allowed myself to be convinced. You didn't do that with Bender. Still unpacking that trauma.
But, you know, it's better than The Kissing Booth as well, for example, I think.
Oh, Heather, please. Like, a 5-minute video on my phone of, like, my cat running around the kitchen that's, like, all shaky with me laughing is, like, of better, like, artistic value than The Kissing Booth. Like,
God, you do hate The Kissing Booth, don't you?
Oh, God. I just can't wait to hate watch The Kissing Booth 3 and then for it all to
me
be
too.
Over. So you'll better
me
be,
too.
Like, looking forward to that.
Okay, let's do bingo.
Ooh, snap!
Bingo.
guy trips over. Yes, she does have, like, yes. She has, like, awkward moments at Toby's house when she's trying to think of what she should do.
Oh, yeah. That's a comic relief they could have done without. It's like, yeah. We don't care.
Boring, skip boring. It. And she, you know, she knocks over the mannequin and she does clumsy
whatever.
Shit.
Yeah, she's clumsy.
Yeah. Dead parent, no, but she does have a completely absent father.
Yep.
So we're going to, like, that count. Isn't, yeah, that doesn't really seem to be in her life at all. So we're going to give her 1 point for that. Hollywood dad, no.
No.
Sexual assault?
No.
No. Mean Girl Redemption? Oh my god, no. Zero. Bella Thorne goes...
I'm glad she did.
She lives a bitch and she dies a bitch. Blanket heteronormativity?
Yes.
Yeah. Dream bedroom? No,
yes,
I thought
definitely.
Her... No, oh my god, I thought her bedroom was such a weird, like, mishmash of, like... adults trying to be like, yeah, this is like a teen room, but I really didn't like it. Oh, it was gross.
No.
It looked like a hotel room.
It was big and had posters on it.
But they were
Fazella.
Posters of zombies.
She's into indie zombie movies. She's into, like, it's of her hobbies.
Okay, fine.
You missed
we'll
at
give,
the start.
We'll
yeah.
give her a post. A point. No,
really
I didn't. I remember
movie.
The bit where he said she was watching a Japanese horror film. Makeover scene, yes, is a
yes.
great changing room sequence, which we're always here for.
Love it.
Crazy Teen Rager, big time.
Yes.
Yeah, it's very, like, iconic Teen Rager. There's a swimming pool, there's red cups, you know, everything you want.
The whole shebang.
Teen Rager. Spear pong. Annoying sibling, no, she's
no.
an only child. Prom, yes. I mean, it's homecoming, but it's the same
yeah,
thing.
Well, yeah.
You're throwing away your dream?
No.
No. And quirky male friend.
No.
Oh, this only got 9 out of 30. I actually thought it would get more because it seemed when I was watching it like it
yeah,
hit
it seemed
a lot
like
of
it
notes.
Ticking all the boxes.
Yeah. I was describing our podcast to someone the other day. I can't remember who it was actually, but I was listing like the I was saying, oh, and then at the end we do a bingo and we do, like, you know, like, films that tick off the tropes, like, at points. Mm-hmm. And they were, like, asking me what were some of them. And I was like, oh, there's one that's, like, you're throwing away your dream. Oh, no, Dad, I'm throwing away yours. You know how that always happens? And the person I was talking to, I'm really annoyed that I can't remember who it was, was like, oh, like in a Cinderella story where his dad wants him to work at the tire shop and he goes to Princeton. And I was like... yes!
Whoa! Perfect audience for this podcast.
That's a deep cut. Austin
yes.
Ames.
That
so
is
yeah,
some...
that really impressed me. I wish I could remember who it was, but whoever you are.
I was
going
to say Ali's parents, but I'm guessing now that it wasn't.
Definitely not. No. They had. I don't think they've seen a Cinderella story. Whoever it was, though, like, well done. Yeah.
That's it for this week.
I guess it is, yeah. We've been recording for quite a while already, so... And you...
Keep the energy high, Gemma. We're on with the end.
Okay. to avoid Heather's ears burning off, we will sign off and say we love you very much. We hope you enjoyed finally hearing our Heather's episode and learning the origin of the phrase mineral water is gay. And, like, yeah, that episode being cursed. Just... in general, have a really nice week and
don't forget to like my cat so I can meet Harry Styles.
Exactly.
Important.
Don't forget to follow Balti.
Important takeaway.
What's the app, Heather?
It's called Balthazar_Bernados.
There you go. And like
Balthazar with a Z.
Balthazar with a Z. That's Balthazar with a Z, everyone. That's Z for you Americans out there.
You ballers out there.
Don't forget to like us on Instagram at Yes Another Teen Movie and follow us on Twitter at Yes Another Teen. And we will catch you next time. Bye!